So on Friday, Shelly got in on those Five Finger Death Punch tickets with us.
And she was great. She was so excited to win.
And so we said, hey, we want to see your tattoo. She has five finger tattoos.
She and her husband both have
five
finger
tattoos. We're like, we're going to be out at the Fishers of Men meet tent. Wicked will be there on Saturday. I was out there on Friday evening. Come out and see us.
Mm-hmm.
Pick your favorite. I was hoping that it would be me, but it turned out to be you.
It did. It did.
Okay.
She came out on Saturday around 5 o'clock or so, and she walked up to me and she said, I'm supposed to tell you that I'd rather see Heather. And I said, well, I think most people probably would. And I said, well, that's great. She said, I'm Shelly. I won the tickets yesterday. I'm supposed to show you my tattoos.
Yeah.
And she had this little girl with her. All right. And
so cute.
And it was this adorable young girl. She's probably 11, you know, something like that. And she said, I won the tickets yesterday. And I remember her telling us that her husband is a huge fan and her daughter is a huge fan of Five Finger Death Punch.
Which is so cool.
And I was like, we didn't ask her on Friday because we had to go and we had to get to other stuff on the show. But I was like, I wanted to know, who are you taking? And so when she said, I won the tickets and this is my daughter and it's her favorite band. And I'm like, does she know you won the tickets? And she said, no, but I'm here to tell her right now that she's going to the Five Finger Death Punch show with us at the Iowa State Fair. And so she turned to her mother and started bawling, just started crying tears of joy because she gets to go see her favorite band at the Iowa State Fair. And I, for half a second, I thought, did I just ruin this? Like, is she going to tell her, like, on the day of the show, or is her birthday coming up in the next week or something along those lines? But she waited till Fishers of Men Day in front of Wicket to tell her daughter that she, and I'm telling you, everybody that was there, everybody was in line to get meat or spinning our wheel or promotion staff, whatever. It was everybody was about to cry because the little girl, Savannah is her name, and she's on her way to go see her favorite band with her mom. Now, Dad's still going to have to win tickets. I told Dad he's got to listen at 9 a.m. today, so hopefully Dad can win the tickets and they can go as a family. But if not, Dad's going to get shut out of the show. It's just going to be mom and daughter. So it was so great, and it was one of those, like, man, it really makes you feel like what we do, you know, is on a different level. Like, we play rock music, we have fun, you make fun of me, and we joke a lot. But when mom is there with daughter, and you get to bring together, you know, music and laser and meat, but you bring them all together, and it was really, really neat.
And it's on Facebook, should you want to see the photo
right. That
Wicket took with the crying child.
I had to ask.
Well,
she's a minor, and I needed to ask and make sure we could post the photo.
I don't think that I cried tears of joy until I was much older. So it's special that an approximately 11-year-old, I don't know kids' ages, man. When you said 11, I was thinking you were going to be like, yeah, she's about 6. Like, I can't tell how old.
She's definitely not 6.
I can't tell.
What was your favorite band growing up? Like, did you love, like, my sister loved New Kids on the Block. Like, what was your, as a young girl, who did you love?
Well, when I was really young, it's tough, Wicket, because it's like you like who your parents liked.
Mm-hmm.
So, Springsteen.
Okay.
Was up there.
Sure.
But then I obviously had the sweet tooth for, like, Debbie Gibson.
Of course. Nothing wrong. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Imagine if all of a sudden your parents said, we got Springsteen tickets and you're going, or we've got Debbie Gibson tickets and you're going. And would you cry at that moment being surprised? You know, that's just so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, one of the Hellraisers on the Laser Facebook page reached out and said, I have a bunch of Five Finger Death Punch stuff.
Ooh.
Eric says, I have some Five Finger Death Punch items for her. Feel free to reach out and I will get her taken care of. And Shelly did. She's on the Facebook page and they're conversing. So they're going to hook Savannah up with some Five Finger Death Punch stuff. And I thought that was just, I mean, my family is in town this weekend and we've had some fun memories and cool stuff to do. But this is one of the best parts of the entire weekend.
We had a really good time out there. One of the things on the prize wheel on Friday night was a shout out. We got to remember.
I didn't get that on my prize wheel.
Listen, it's a little different every time. It's like live theater. when we're out there. I got to remember Cindy at 7 and TJ between 7:30 and 8.
Okay.
But all right. This is like the bonus one.
Okay.
And speaking of, we've got Tinderbox coming, because on Mondays, normally we do the Tinderbox. Mm-hmm. We sort through the DMs that happened over the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like we should do a Tinderbox from real life at the meat tent, because something happens.
Something happened
at the meat tent.
At the Fishers of Men meat tent on Friday?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about this.
It was sweet. But it was the most Tinderboxy thing that happened.
It was sweet but creepy. Not creepy.
We'll have Tinderbox coming up, what, like 6:45, 6:50? Yeah, somewhere around there.
All right.
And it's real life.
Okay.
Because before there was Tinder, before there were DMs, people actually spoke to each other in person.
They just creeped you out face to face. It wasn't just necessarily sliding in.
It wasn't creepy. It wasn't creepy, but there was definitely... There was definitely, it felt like an offer was made.
Oh, really? An indecent proposal, perhaps?
It wasn't indecent, but...
It was somewhat decent.
Yeah.
If you want to see that picture, by the way, go to the Laser Facebook page. You're going to have to scroll through all of the 25th anniversary posts that went up yesterday between Slipknot and Nirvana and Metallica and Andy Hall reminiscing. Like, this is going to be our 25th anniversary this month. So if you go through all of the different posts, you can see the memories of the last 25 years that are starting to build on Facebook. But if you get down to the girl and her mom and me... And it's cool. So
we both got to be a part of Sunday, which was day one.
Mm-hmm.
I got to kick it off in the morning time, which was so special.
I didn't work yesterday.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I thought you were on at night.
Next week.
I got to pay a little more attention to your schedule, Wicked.
Around here.
You're hanging with Heather and Wicked.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.